Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Challenged, your favorite podcast all about MTV's The Challenge. As usual, I'm Brian. Sitting to my right is...
Amanda!
And to my left...
Big Uncle Sweetie.
And that's Margo playing with her toy in the background, because she has no manners.
Rude.
What are you doing?
I just realized that my headphones haven't been plugged in. I was like, why am I not hearing the intro music? Would you plug it in? I'm plugged in for remote setup.
Computer.
Gosh, dang it. There I am. Let there be sound.
Amanda hears herself.
Yes, you can hear our dulcet tones.
Oh, hey, man, everybody. That was crazy.
Thanks for stopping by. If you are on our Patreon, which you should be, you just heard a nice 20-minute conversation about what it was like to use the telephone in the 80s and the 90s.
80s kids represent.
Woo-woo!
Give us a dollar. Yeah. Listen to us reminisce about the 80s.
Yeah, it was great.
Being neglected by your parents. Holding
yeah, latchkey kids.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it says my favorite was the fight over who was the host. Like back in the old days of the show, we'd be arguing. Who's hosting?
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag Wolfie Perm. Oh, I won that. Man. I won that battle, by the way.
Oh, shit. We did. Well, you won all the battles, Tim. I don't know how all you got was reading the fucking Patreon names, but somehow Tim won all the battles.
Oh, hey.
And he does the reviews.
Thank you.
Oh, that's right. He does the reviews.
I do the artwork every season.
Yes.
Thank you.
I guess,
all of the Patreon
giveaways. And you and Brian split the music things. And figure that out.
Sometimes.
It's been mostly been Wolf for the last three or four seasons. But
yeah, but you
that,
did the first
did.
Few. Yeah, you did the first few.
Right.
So that's what I mean. You guys split it.
Yeah.
So
hey, I've done stuff. How dare you? I've done stuff.
And then,
Tim was really involved.
And then I probably do the most weekly work.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
No,
yeah.
No doubt about that.
So I don't do any of the background work, though. Amanda's out. Like, I don't edit anything. I don't do nothing else.
Tim was hiring, like, composers to make our intro music and stuff. And
yeah.
I was like, hey, I found this royalty-free site. I can just grab shit off there because I'm lazy. So.
Yeah, but that doesn't have, like, terrible voiceovers with, like...
No.
Challenge the podcast all about
elimination.
Elimination. Oh man, old school. Bring it back. Yeah. Old school.
Old school. Why don't you 4 years ago?
Program the buttons up with some of the old school sounders. Right.
I don't even know if I have them anymore.
I think I can dig them up.
Tim's a digital hoarder.
He knows how to conserve and put it all in nice little boxes.
No, I don't. I dump it all in one big bucket.
It is.
It's very unorganized. I still ding Wolford. Like, I know I have this copy, but I can't find it. Can you like send me something?
Yeah, that's terrible.
What's up with the $10 level? We don't have a $10 level,
right.
but we'll make one
for
you.
Maybe. Let's get the $5 one.
We'll do an OnlyFans for you. Right.
Set up.
It was announced on the pre-show. We're bringing a new $5 tier to the show, and it's going to be our video tier. So when we used to do live stuff on Facebook back in the day, we would do a video, but Now we basically just do audio because it's way easier.
But much easier.
we're gonna bring back the video for a $5 tier, so you can up to your $5 tier if you want to see our ugly faces and watch us pick our nose while we do the show. And
right. My beard is getting glorious.
It's pretty good.
It's good timing for this.
It's pretty good.
Shake ours is just up to five. Thanks, Shaker.
You can see my sweet big beard. Yeah. Couple grays in there. I'm kind of digging the grays.
We have to find some fun video stuff to do for our $5 tiers.
Yeah, we'll have to think about that one.
Yeah, we always say that. We never do it. Remember how we recorded the podcast to a cassette tape and sent it out? That was great.
We could still do that. We're coming up on a long break.
I remember when I say Amanda doesn't do any of that stuff.
Yeah, we're going to have a big break as soon as All Stars is over. We're going to have to figure some shit out.
We'll do some fun stuff. We'll
find out. One thing you can do is head over to challengepod.com, join the Facebook group. Lots of people love the Facebook group. They show up. They post stuff. The stuff you post should be non-spoilery because we are a non-spoilery group. We don't like to spoil people. And our good buddy Zach, who you can listen to over on Survivor every Thursday, shrug the shoulders.
Yep. sort of.
Likes to put up puts a picture up for the spoiler post.
Yeah.
Which for the first 24 hours after the show is where you're supposed to post all your spoilers. Right.
But even that thread is not spoiler for the rest of the season.
No,
spoiler
just
means
episode.
For that
just
episode.
Just that episode, yes.
Yeah. So if Unfortunately, you've seen the episode, you're safe.
Some people are not, don't have the luxury like we do of watching the episode as it airs. Right. So they have to wait a day.
Some people got busy lives.
So we try to keep it spoiler free for everybody. So we don't ruin anybody's.
Yes. Everybody wants to enjoy it fresh.
Even though I spoiled the Wolfords tonight. I'm sorry.
Spoiled something. But
very sorry about
the last spoiler I knew before from my list of spoilers of people who got booted.
Right.
Has finally happened. So now, besides what Tim just said, I'm spoiler free.
All right. Sorry. So, well, that's all. How about that be all we say, that I accidentally spoiled you? No other clues.
No.
As to not let anybody else in on my spoilage.
Yeah. So we don't like to be spoiled over a challenge. So don't bring your spoileriness to the Facebook group. We won't have it.
You'll get your ass banned.
Also, you can join our Patreon. We just talked about the new $5 tier that's coming.
Yeah.
This weekend. There's some other stuff in there.
Yeah. But
we'll get into it later.
Yeah.
All right.
Amanda, what happened in this episode?
Folks, this is episode 14 of the season Spies, Lies, and Allies, titled Mavericks.
What number is this?
14.
14, Jesus Christ.
14.
And like
14.
Four to
half.
Go?
This is like half. This is like halfway. Isn't this about half? We got about another 15 episodes, right?
Oh, God. I hope not. I've liked this season. People have said I had a bad attitude. I actually really like this season, but they seem long lately.
Yeah.
So I'm about ready for this one to
be done. We're in that kind of lengthy middle period, right? So it was exciting in the beginning when we kind of watched the vets all bond together and like strategize. And then, okay, now it was exciting when they first started picking apart each other. Now it's kind of like, we're in that middle stretch before it gets real ramped up and exciting before the final.
Yeah. The last maybe two episodes.
The last third
the final
is usually,
will be good.
Yeah.
So we got maybe two more episodes we kind of have to trudge through here.
Yeah.
All right. Kay. We can trudge. Trudge you, along with us, everybody.
We can do it. We can do it. So Amanda does the previously on. She says her horns came out. Up pops Kyle with the devil horn.
I'm warming to Amanda this season. Are you guys?
I've always been warming to Amanda. Like, there's pieces of her like that I appreciate how real she is.
Yeah.
You know, like, she doesn't sugarcoat anything. But in the same sense, she doesn't sugarcoat anything. And that's not a characteristic, like, that you want to have either. Like, you can't just be rude to people all the time, too. Like, so sometimes it's good, and then sometimes it's bad.
Yeah.
So, I've been lukewarm on her for a while.
I think her and Shane.
I think the Lavender Lady is. I think when Shane liked her, I just was like, I think I like her. Like, there's got to be a piece of her that I like.
Yeah.
And it is. It's like the realness. Like, I feel like she could be in my crew. Like, she could be in my girl group, and I could be like, this bitch is gonna be freaking real with me. Whatever I ask her, she is not gonna lie. You know, like,
yeah. No, I don't think Amanda's a liar.
I think she
does do that. Like, people say, like, it's a great quality. Like, oh, I tell it like it is.
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty shitty quality.
Yes.
If you think about it. It's like a balancing act of how to do that the right way.
Yes.
But I do, you know, I like watching her on TV. I don't think I could be friends with her.
Yeah. No, I think we could be friends. I really do. I think that I can easily, she works, you know, she's a nurse. Like, I could easily see her being one of the nurses at my office and, like, you know, her and I, like, cut in the hallway, like, cracking up about whatever's going on.
Well, here we go. Sean wants to know, did you all catch Josh calling Amanda Mandy?
Yeah.
Would this Amanda ever go by Mandy?
Mandy?
The answer is no. And this Mandy wouldn't either. So, like, that Amanda.
What's wrong with Mandy? Why don't you like Mandy?
Oh, my God, dog.
I don't know. It's. I literally thought just for 3 months in the third grade that I wanted to be Mandy. Mm-hmm. That was it.
Other than that, you've known you're an Amanda.
Yeah. Right. Well, no. When I was a kid, I was Amanda. Margo, no ma'am. Bring that here. Bring it here. Sorry, people.
This is a segment of the show where we discipline our dog for playing with her toys. No, what happened is you wanted to go by Mandy, and then you went to the dentist for the first time.
I did. I went to the dentist been Mandy during
ever
that.
Since at the dentist.
During that 3 months, 100%. I am 37 years old and still Mandy at the dentist. But when I was a child, I was my parents and my family all call me Manda, so just cut off the first day.
Yeah. So Ryan's listening to this shit at the beginning of the show. The live feed, so he's commenting in the middle of weird shit.
Right.
Yeah, that's weird in context there, dude.
Seth says, wait a minute, both Amandas are nurses. Has anyone ever seen both Amandas in the same room? Well, you'd be wrong.
Right, no, this Amanda is not a nurse, no. I work in pharmacy.
Come on, Seth, try to keep up.
So, pharmacy and nurses hate each other.
No, I love my nurses.
Because nurses can't prescribe, so pharmacists are just like, fuck you. You got nothing for me.
No, it's a very... loving relationship.
Oh my sure. God, dog.
Get that.
Bring me that toy.
For real. Somebody get that right now. Right now. All right, folks.
She found her loudest toy. Of course.
Yeah, she did. She
only
was like,
while
no
we
one's
recording.
She was like, no one's paying attention to me. She was. She was over here. She keeps bringing a toy and setting it by my feet. I've got like two or three of them over here. And then when I wasn't paying attention to her, she went and got the loudest one she could find. Like, thank
I got
you.
It though. I got it. I'm the savior of the show.
All right, folks. Well,
pop that squeaker.
Let's get into this episode. So this episode starts off after Logan. That's so funny. After Logan's win over Logan over Corey.
David said Amanda on the show works in pharmacy too, quote unquote.
Yeah, yeah.
The green type of pharmacy.
Yeah, she does work for a weed.
Oh, that's weed right.
Store.
Yeah, yeah.
A weed store,
mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Squaresville.
Yeah, so it is kind of the same. Like I do.
She sells the marijuana, Tim.
Yeah,
Hill tells me marijuana.
Jazz
is a racist
cigarettes.
Jazz cigarettes.
The devil's lettuce.
So yeah, where are we at? We're back at the episode starting. Can we start the? Can we start the episode?
No, let's just finish it. Let's just finish it.
So
who goes home?
Logan beats Corey. So our boy Corey goes home last episode,
which he's announced he's taking a break from the challenge.
I think they're requiring vaccines. I wonder if that has anything to do with that. Right. That's fucked up though. Corey,
I don't want to get that vaccine, yo.
Corey, you fucking asshole! Get your vaccine.
Right. Well, listen. Yeah. His daughter's got like a serious disease. I mean, it's not a respiratory condition, but I can't guarantee that it couldn't be affected by COVID. I mean, horrible things.
Did you see Aaron Rodgers this week? I mean, I know you don't watch football. I don't really either.
Oh, he plays football. I thought he played baseball.
No.
I knew there's some controversy around him.
He lied, said he was vaccinated.
Yeah.
Turns out he wasn't.
Yeah.
During his video apology or whatever you want to call it, he's wearing a Wild Bill Hickok shirt, which was made famous by Val Kilmer in the movie Tombstone.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if he understands the irony that Wild Bill Hickok died of a communicable respiratory infection at the age of 36.
Oh, really? Something that we can probably prevent now with a vaccine?
Definitely.
All right, friends.
Carolyn says that's A-Rod.
All right. So after Logan's win, he takes Kyle's spot on the Sapphire team. Essentially making the Sapphire team.
Oh my God,
Jesus Christ, that fucking dog.
Jesus. What is the matter with you?
I can't.
Margo,
I can't. She's too much.
What is with you today?
She's too much.
She is on fire.
She is. Somebody lit her up today. Look at her eyes. She's like fucking so intense.
I will have a pile of loud dog toys here.
She's got Brad eyes.
She does. She is like, I'm such a brat right now.
And that's Brad.
Oh, Brad.
From the challenge.
Intense eyes. Yeah.
Tense.
Yeah. And it also is when she's bratty, she gets real intense like this.
Well, you're on my list. Say my name, I'll say yours. Goodbye.
All right. So Sapphire team is stacked, folks. We now have CT and Logan, Ashley, and Emmy on the Sapphire team. Mm-hmm. And this switch leaves Ruby with Kyle, Amanda, Big T, and Nelson, which is... the land of the misfits.
Oh, my God. Fucking misfit toys.
So, back at the house, Kyle and Amanda sarcastically laugh and taunt Team Ruby. Nelson asks Logan why, and he says it was because... why he didn't go back to Ruby. He says it was because his team member picked him, you know, his little spiel.
Logan's so full of shit.
100%. 100%. He was never going back to Team Ruby.
Of course not.
No.
I like Logan a lot, but why is he lying about this? Why is he making this shit up? None of this is true.
It's dumb.
Come on, Logan.
Yep. Get it together. Kyle and Amanda. Oh, wait. I just said that. CT says that he likes Logan, that he's been playing a pretty good game, and that he's kind of a lone wolf, and that this is definitely an upgrade for him
and his team.
Yeah, for sure.
Then we get Tori and Casey wrestling in the kitchen.
OnlyFans content.
Yeah, Tori says she loves Team Emerald.
I hate Tori. I hate her now. I have fully turned the corner on Tori.
Yeah, I'm still fine with
pure
it.
Pure hatred.
All right. Cut to an interview with Amanda, which says, just because you're big doesn't make you good.
Yeah. Ouch. It's weird, like, looking at these women on TV, and the men too, I guess. Yeah. It's hard to put them in perspective size-wise.
Don't tell me that Tori is big, like, for real.
She doesn't look that big.
She is not.
No, she's not.
She's big compared to Amanda is a toothpick. Amanda is what we call, like, she's, like, super lean. Like, she is probably classified as underweight on the scale.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, don't come at Tori and be like, you're big.
But Amanda's like, also very Pete's short. Sake. I thought Big T was the shortest by, like, 6 inches, but her and Amanda are, like, the same size.
Yeah.
So it's I don't have perspective on how big any of these women are. Or the men.
Because when we met like, Wes, he's, like, so tiny.
They're all much shorter than I would have thought.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Almost everyone that I've met. Yeah. Even Zach, who looks like a fucking mountain man, he's maybe an inch taller than me.
Yeah.
I mean, he was not an intimidating guy to stand next to.
And Derek looks like an elf from Christmas.
Derek's teeny tiny. Brad's a lot smaller than I thought, too.
Yeah. I just
especially
feel like...
when he's doing his guns.
I mean, like,
his little, like, dance thing.
Oh,
that
that's right. That's right. Yeah, his, like, DJ thing. Yeah, I get it. Guns out for my homie.
But I'm just saying, like, I feel like Tori has done her fair share of mean girl bullying weird things.
Oh, yeah.
But this Amanda, where the big thing is like, well, it just strikes a chord with me. Like, you know, I don't know. Poor. Like,
I think it's just Amanda's a kind of a bitch. And so she knows that calling people like big or fat or
whatever, that's what it is. Right. She knows that this is a dig, and she knows she says this in an interview and they play this on TV and Tori's going to hear it. I mean, those kinds of things upset me that Amanda does that are just directly vindictive.
Petty.
And petty. Yes. Tori has said whatever horrible, you know, things about you too, but you didn't need to do this. You didn't need to go there. You know what I mean? You know, you want to talk about her game. You want to talk about how she competes. Fine, but don't go there. Like, I don't know.
I think that's just Amanda go. That's how she plays.
Yeah, no.
That's why I don't like her. Even though, like, I was rooting for this episode because I want the game shook up because it's getting very boring.
Yeah.
I still hate her. I think she's ridiculous.
Oh. Yeah. And Brian says that she called Camilla fat. And I was like, yeah, she is directly talked about more people, a lot of people's weight and like kind of fat shamed girls on the seasons. And like, I, you know, like that doesn't sit very well with me.
And spread rumors like when Bruno was finger banging Jenna on the plane.
But that wasn't a rumor.
No, that was facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
I mean, I guess it was still a rumor about a fact, but still. Yeah, but still.
Yeah, but still. Then we get one of my favorite scenes from this whole episode, which is Nelson walking on this stone path and Devin quoting Nelson's inner monologue. Oh, my God.
Was Devin and Kyle? Was Kyle the other one?
I think so. I don't even know.
Kyle was loving it. Whoever the other dude was.
Yeah. I can't remember who was with him, but it was Devin who was doing all the talking.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely brilliant. It was,
remember when I used to walk with Corey on
Corey
these stones.
Corey on the stones. Oh, Berna. I remember Berna.
This walkway symbolizes life. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down.
It's so fucking great.
But it was great.
Oh, my God.
You know, fucking Devin.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
Still not sure the challenge is the show for Devin.
Yeah.
But I fucking love him on the
show. I like these little interludes. They're fabulous.
Yeah, he's great.
So
I feel like Devin needs to be on Big Brother.
Oh, yeah.
I would watch Big Brother for Devin.
It's a lot more mental than it is physical.
Yeah.
And I would just, like, it would kill me. Just his, like, confessionals. Just up and down.
His confessionals would be brilliant. Brilliant. And he does know how to talk to people. Let's be real. I mean, you watch him in these nomination ceremonies week after week after week, just say the right things to push the right buttons.
Yep.
And he knows what he's doing. And that's why it's like, oh my God, him on Big Brother would be fucking great. Yep. We should have an all-star Big Brother and let people from the challenge be on.
He qualifies an all-star.
Well, I mean, like, they should do a celeb.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, he like a reality celeb, yeah. Reality celeb. Reality slub.
Reality contestant.
Reality contestant.
Calling Devin a celeb seems weird.
That's what he is, though. I hate to tell you.
Well, that makes me uncomfortable.
That's technically all of their games, is they're all technically reality celebrities. Mm. So, hate it or love it.
Fair enough.
Facts.
Hate it.
Amanda makes quizzes for Josh and Logan to practice their math.
Yep. Ryan thinks Devin would be even better on Survivor.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, he's very conniving. He's very good.
Political, social games, he would do well. It's the physicality part of the challenge that Devin is lacking a little.
Yeah, how is he a swimmer? I mean, I feel like Survivor is a swimmer's game, too. Like, you gotta be a swimmer in Survivor.
Brian Tran says, hey, Devin follows me on Instagram. He's a celebrity.
Oh, that's how we define it, huh?
There you go.
That's how a lot of people define stuff nowadays.
Yeah. Tori says that Amanda talks shit. But then she says, don't take my spot. Yeah, right. Big T to Logan. Big T says that it's pretty good likelihood that she'll be picked or be in this elimination, and that if she wins, she wants to go to the Sapphire team. CT shows up. CT gives this whole spiel about how it would be easier for you if you went to the Emerald team, trying to sell this to Big T.
Yeah.
This is so uncomfortable and horrible. Like, you just feel bad for Big T. CT.
Well, we know exactly what CT is doing here, right? And Big T knows it too.
Yeah. It's
just avoiding Big T. That's the whole name of the
game.
Well,
and that's it. Like, hey, love ya, but we really like our team and we don't want to mess it up. Like, that's what you should have said to her. Like, and that's really what it is. Like, it's not that you don't ever want to work with Big T, but you really like the combo of people you have at the current moment, and you want to see what you can do with that team. And I think if you're friends with Big T, you could say that to her instead of this whole like trying to pitch her what's better for her game. Like, yeah, please, like, just tell the girl.
Yeah, it seemed condescending.
Yeah, it really did. It felt like they were trying to convince her that she didn't know what was best for her. And it's like, you know, listen. At the end of the day, Big T's big thing is she doesn't want to piss off Devin by going to the Emerald team.
Why does she care about this?
I don't know.
We haven't seen any relationship.
No, I haven't really seen this, Devin, but I'm guessing this must be something.
Yeah. That stood out. That was weird to me.
They both are very social players. I wonder if Devin would definitely appreciate Big T's social game, and maybe it's like social game sees social game, and they made, you know, kind of a deal or something. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
But we don't know. Let's see. Oh, then we get Josh and Amanda. If Amanda wins, or if Big T picks Amanda, blah, 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 and she wins, she says she's going to go to Emerald. And so she asks Josh whose place she should take.
Yeah.
And Josh says that he wants to run his final with Casey, Delayed, and Nani.
Yeah.
So Amanda says, okay, so then who are you going to give up? And he's like, Tori.
Yeah, Josh is trying to be diplomatic, but he's not really very good at this whole thing.
No.
He's not very subtle. So he ends up just throwing Tori under the bus, kind of with no even real subtlety about it. Straight up says, like,
no.
Tori, you should
Amanda
take Tori's spot.
Amanda totally did not say Tori's name first. He didn't just agree. He threw her under. So.
Yeah. Yep. And then was also very clear at the end of the conversation saying, don't tell anybody else. This stays between the two of us.
Doesn't leave us.
Yeah.
Like,
he's such a dummy.
Okay.
Please don't tell anybody. Idiot. Please. Yeah. They're going to be mad at me.
Yeah.
I want to run with Casey and Nani.
Yeah. And by the way, this is being recorded, this conversation.
Yes.
So
you know it
they're
is.
They're going to fucking
you
see it.
You know it is. The camera is pointed in your face. Yeah. Like, what are you, like, but that's it, though.
Yeah.
Well, like what we talked about, though. When he gets there to this challenge, he gets so wrapped up in his path to the end that he doesn't care which one of his friends he stomps on. For real.
He's
apparent this season that he is literally out for whatever is best for Josh. He has made deals with everybody.
Yeah.
Doesn't care if he breaks them. He is not setting himself up for any future seasons.
Yeah.
He is just playing this season to make it to the final and to win. And so if it doesn't happen for him this season, I hate to tell him, ain't ever going to happen for him.
That's what
he's burning it up.
That's what I was just going to say is that, he's playing it as if this was his last season.
Yeah.
Because, they're going to watch this on TV. They're going to know how this plays out. Yes. They all know now that Josh is a liar, even though they defended him in the nomination thing. Future seasons, this is going to reflect very poorly on Josh.
Yes, this is not going to help him. So,
yeah. But he's just, like you said, he just wants to make the final this season. That's all he's looking
for. Really apparent. Then that takes us to the challenge.
I'll smash his head and eat it.
So, David wants to know, up here a little bit, how does CT get away with all this? Arguably, he is as shitty to the women on the show as Zach was. He just does it behind their backs, but it is shown in the confessionals.
No, he's not as shitty as Zach was.
I don't think he was either.
He's not calling them swamp donkeys.
No, and, I do think that he's always being conscientious of... Well, not always. Let's be real. Not always because of what he did to Big T. But I think he tries to be conscientious of the other person's feelings. Yep. Whereas Zach just says rude, horrid things to women just in general. So derogatory, terrible.
Yeah, the way Zach treated John A. and X's season that was. We would never see CT doing things like that. He would build his partners up, whether he felt that way about them or not. He would treat them with some respect for the game, if nothing else.
He always knows that for the benefit of his game, he can't berate his partners.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
He is always positive to anyone he is paired with or teamed with because he knows that that is best for his game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
always
very
gives you the best. Yes, exactly. Yes,
it's not personal with CT, and I think with Zach it was. So
well,
yeah,
and Zach made personal comment attacks on people
constantly.
And yeah. CT's game is that he's being judgmental, and a lot of times very sexist about how he talks about certain women on the show. But it's all relative to his game and advancing his game. I don't know.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Yeah. Ryan wants to know, what did CT do to Big T? Really hurt her feelings because he showed up Big T in favor of Cam? That's maybe inconsiderate, but not truly wrong.
Yeah, it was the way
he did it. It was the way he did it, 100%. Yeah. It was the way he did it. And that's the same way, the difference between Zach and CT. The way Zach does and says and, delivers all these things is truly awful. It's like, it's okay to have the opinion and think that somebody isn't as good as somebody else, but you don't have to, deliver it in a shitty way or,
Joe says, guys, be nice to Zach. We need him to come back and stomp on Fessy in a hall brawl. I don't, we have CT to stomp on him in a hall brawl.
Yep.
Just Fessy's too much of a pussy to calm down to have it actually happen.
Yep. And I think we've seen the last of Zach and Jenna.
Yeah.
It's probably good.
It's probably good.
All right.
It's good for us. Except for, I would now like to see Jenna again, but.
Yeah. But it's a lost cause. Yep. She obviously can't leave, otherwise Zach gets mad.
Well, Zach have to hear that baby now, and he ain't going to do that by himself. For real. He's got no nurturing bones in his body. No. How is that man ever going to be a father? He is like the least nurturing person.
He's already a father.
Ugh. Yeah, I guess he's technically a father, but is he a father? I don't know.
He's a father, but he's not a dad.
Oh, deep, deep. Oh, some listener out there just teared up. Related that back to their own experience. Teared up a little bit.
All right. Let's get into this mission. TJ, he shows up on a motorcycle.
Whoa.
Brian says, like Tom Cruise. And Tim goes, really? And he's like, oh, never mind. Brian's like, yeah. And like Top Gun. And Tim's like, oh, never mind. I was thinking Tom Hanks.
Thanks for making me look like a dipshit, Amanda. That's the last time I watch one of these episodes with you. Did you take notes on the shitty thing that I said to Wolfie?
I literally did. It was so good. I could not share with everybody. You would share if I said something crazy like this.
Never. That's
totally
between.
Share the
no,
shit.
That's personal.
So
I was like, yeah, that's what I meant. Remember Mr. Rogers movie where he shows up with the motorcycle?
Right, Forrest Gump showing up on like that crotch rocket.
Oh, this was great, friends. So TJ shows up on his motorcycle, gets off and says, teamwork has been super important this season. And, it's more necessary now, today than ever, that And then he announces that Top Gun Maverick is sponsoring this challenge.
Whoa.
Whoa.
And he's a Paramount picture.
He's got a special video with the cast members, but not, not Tom Cruise.
Not any of the ones that we would know.
No one you know.
Because I think, didn't they bring back all the old guys for that one? Is it Val Kilmer and that fucking
Val
other
Kilmer's
guy?
He can't really do anything anymore.
Who's the other guy? The guy that got bald? The guy that went bald? Anthony Edwards.
Well, he died in the last movie, so I'm assuming
he's not
going to be in
this. Like a ghost. Be like how they brought Deb back in Dexter.
Be like in fucking Star Wars. He would show up as like a Force ghost.
Yeah, you never know.
Like, use the Force, Tom, or whatever Tom's character is.
No, this video is all these fucking children I've never seen before, but they look like junior high kids to me.
Yeah, Kimberly says three unknown cast members. Right.
Yeah. Look who we have to present this challenge.
It's so exciting.
All of them are just like, who the fuck are those people?
Yeah, I didn't write down any of these people's names or their call signs. Give no Fs. Give no Fs. Sorry about you. They announce in their little video that this mission is called Submerged. They talk about all the training courses that they had to take to be in the movie. Good for you.
Not impressed.
Like, I understand. Like, I mean, they act like, oh, you should be impressed. But it's like, that's part of the gig, dude. You're doing a Mission Impossible movie. Like, what did you think you were signing up for? Like, of course there's going to be giant stunts.
I figured I would just kind of start to throw a punch and then they'd yell cut and then they'd bring in stunt.
Somebody
stunt
else
double.
Would do it.
CGI that fist across the face.
They also tell them that they have custom built these planes to be like the fighter jets from Top Gun.
They look just like them.
Looks just like it. It was amazing.
Spitting image.
God.
And so they say that these planes are going to nosedive into the water, and then as the plane sinks, you'll have to collect 25 symbols inside and outside of the jet, and then that's it. That's all I said. Oh, in this little part, and they said a real Maverick will remain calm. I can't even say it.
I was like, do you get it? Like in the movie? No,
it's pretty subtle. I didn't pick up on the reference at all.
Shit.
They
just
say
Maverick
every third word.
Maverick this episode.
Yeah, I swear, I go years between saying Maverick.
I've never, I don't know when the last time I used Maverick was.
He said the name of the movie in the movie.
But for real, they're like, real Mavericks will be calm under pressure. Oh my lord.
Real Mavericks will act like Mavericks on this Mavericks challenge for the Mavericks movie.
Dudes, and I did recognize one actor because he was on Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Guess what? I watched Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I had no fucking clue who this guy was.
Oh my god. I have no idea.
Greg drops the release date though. I don't know if that's true, but May 27th, 2022? That's like still a long ass ways away. Why are they promoting it right now?
I don't know. Maybe. Because I think they thought it was coming out, would have coincided from when they filmed it, and then it got delayed.
They fucked it all up.
Ryan says, I described this challenge to my boyfriend who didn't watch, and he asked how many people died.
Oh, Lord.
Janelle Clark, is everybody's broadcast going in and out? I hope not.
I hope not, too.
But sorry, Janelle.
What are you going to do?
Nobody else is complaining.
So TJ then describes to us the rest of this mission. He says maybe they did the rest of this. I don't know. Oh, maybe there's a commercial break. Is that why there's a gap? Who knows?
Doesn't matter.
They then, after they gather all these puzzle pieces, have to look under the wing for the puzzle key and then recreate the key on land. TJ also says that there's a 45-minute time limit for this mission, and the fastest time wins and will form the agency and also get a special prize.
Yeah. 45 minutes, that's a long time.
Yes.
That is a long time.
That's a long time.
Seth brings up, also, am we all agree staying calm under pressure would make you an Iceman and not a Maverick? Huge swing and a miss. I agree, Seth.
We are getting complaints about the audio going in and out.
Nothing I can do about it.
Oh, no. Yeah. Sorry, friends. The Emerald Team is up first. This is when we get Tori making this weird comment about how they were all of the Team Emerald is having intercourse together, or at least half of them.
Mm-hmm.
Weird, uncomfortable.
Creepy. Yeah. Maybe not needed. So the biggest takeaway from theirs is that they can't find the last piece. And then when they figure out where the last piece is, it's tied to Josh.
Yeah. How did that work, by the way? How did that happen?
No, I don't know.
Did it end up on his leg?
Yeah.
You gotta be a real big fuck up for that.
Yeah.
It could have just been there. They're like, okay, Josh, I think he attached this piece to you. So don't forget to take it off. And then, of course, he immediately forgot.
Oh, is that, they literally attached him to the people, you think?
Yeah, you could. Oh. They were just carabinered.
No, I know, but I don't know. That seems weird that they would attach it to the actual.
If you were swimming around in the beginning and trying to gather up as many as you could to send them in with the first round
So he clipped into his pants, forgot one.
Ryan says they all had one attached to their ankle.
Oh, they all had one attached to them already. Okay, really? I thought it was in their seat, but it was on their actual person. I got you. Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
All right, yeah. Because I heard somebody make the comment about somebody not getting, Big T didn't get the one from her seat or something weird. I can't remember.
Swanee says, I wonder if Ashley still gets her early screening invite. Snap.
Let's see. They can't find last. Oh, Casey's pissed at Josh. They call for a check. And nope. Josh goes out as like the savior for the team and he still screws it up. So still nope. They figure out that they didn't pay attention to a red line, which denotes the direction of the puzzle.
Dummies.
Turn that whole puzzle and they got it.
Yep. So then next up is Ruby, Team Ruby.
Ruby!
Kyle says, Ruby from day one! This is truly the misfit team. Their plan goes to shit in a handbag. Big T was supposed to read the key to Amanda, who was going to put it together. And then Nelson and Kyle were going to be like the puzzle piece getters. Big T can't swim down to get the key. It's too far down. And Nelson's like, it was her only job. What the hell?
She used to be on the swim team. Seemed like she would do better.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, they really talked about her swim abilities last season.
Yeah.
Why can't she go down? I think she's a swimmer.
I think that there's difference between divers and swimmers. And I think that she doesn't swim deep in water. She swims on the surface of the water.
Yeah, but can't you just turn 90 degrees and then you're going down instead of on the surface?
I think there's some people that it's not the same for them. It's really not.
Well, figure it out, Big T.
Yeah, come on, Big T.
You can breathe every so often when, you know what I mean? You can breathe pretty regularly. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's she holding her breath and being underwater for a long period of time is probably not her game.
Oh, Seth is saying the same thing we are. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think she's a swimmer. Like she swims laps where you breathe while you swim. Like, you know, deep diving down into the water isn't her game. She does a flip turn, takes like 2 seconds. She can't breathe. I mean,
it's also just a pressure thing, right? Some people just do really poorly under intense pressure, and this was a very pressure situation.
Yeah.
Maybe that just got into her head.
Kimberly wants to know, did anyone else wonder if Big T and Amanda blew the mission on purpose to get off the Ruby team?
I would buy that with Amanda. I don't know about Big T.
Right. I don't know. I think they both kind of really want to stay out of the eliminations. I feel like they'll go in when they're forced to go in and they'll compete, both of them. But I think they're always looking to avoid. So I think they went into this to win it.
Oh, whoa. My God.
This dog is legit on fire.
We're going to fire that dog.
Stop it.
She's fired from the show, friends. Yeah, so it ends up Amanda's relying on Kyle and Nelson to feed her these things.
It's a mess.
What did he say? A fat circle instead of a donut for, yeah. I mean, like.
Well, I think that was the only circle. Couldn't he have just said circle?
Yeah, right? I mean, I don't know. It's weird. I mean, if you were gathering these puzzle pieces in the water, wouldn't you kind of look at them with the person that's swimming over and be like, this is what we're going to call these? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, well,
yeah, that was a point. I think Devin was the one talking about how it was sort of more complicated than they thought.
Oh, yes. Because
each symbol has a different thing.
Yeah.
But it's still, yeah, you take 30 seconds.
You take
and say,
30 seconds target, with the person circle, as you're running. Yeah, as they're running the first load in.
Yeah.
And tell them what the heck you're going to call this thing.
Yeah. Very easy problem to solve.
God, so easy. So easy. But yeah, Big T, it said, yeah, Big T left her piece. I thought it, they said in her seat, but it must be honor, must have been honor.
Well, I think she left it. She left it in the plane.
Oh, she took it off, but then she left it in the plane something, in her yeah, seat or something. Anyways,
we don't know.
I don't know. But this was a disaster. Big T's wig fell off. Amanda says Nelson just start over. Anyways, they end up timing out, DQing.
David says won't have dog interruptions when they have the fancy video studio from all that fat Patreon money.
Margaret's invited.
Well, she is kind of invited, although she won't have all her plethora of toys down
That's
there.
True. The toys are not invited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, let's see. So last up is the Sapphire team. Like I said earlier, this Sapphire team is looking stacked.
Yep.
I immediately said that the route for this team is to put CT and Ashley, split them, and make Logan and Emma your workhorses, especially because this is a communication challenge and you have two foreign speaking teammates. Mm-hmm. So of course this was exactly their plan, executed damn near flawlessly, except for that they had trouble finding the last piece. Even Ashley like swam back out to help them look at one point.
Ended up Emmy found it.
Yep.
Emmy found it on the underside of the wing or something.
Yeah, she's like, I want to find this for Romagna.
You got it. Yep. Devin says he was ecstatic for Emmy because she found it. And then he says how the Sapphire team works together is a force to be reckoned with. And yeah. I think he is absolutely 100% mm-hmm. correct. Mm-hmm. Yep. I think as long as CT can get a game plan and kind of look at his team and kind of disseminate out roles, like everybody will just do what they're told. And it's going to be incredible to watch. Mm-hmm. So at the end of this, you guys were like, well, I don't know about the editing. I said, there is no fucking editing that can change this.
Well, I said that. Don't put that on Tim's shoulders.
Yeah, how dare you?
Sorry.
I'm sitting here thinking like, did I say that?
That's I'm just saying realistically, you never know on this show because they always do tricky editing to make you think one thing.
Weird things. But TJ doesn't even say that it was down to two teams. TJ just says there was one team that performed the best, and it was the Sapphire team.
Thank Christ.
And they win.
I will say, I think even this challenge was made for a bigger team.
Yes.
Emerald just happened to sort of shit the bed, but I think Emerald had the advantage going in here. It was another one where a bigger team had the advantage.
Yeah, because you had more people to find the puzzle pieces. I mean, yes, at the end of the day, when you solve that puzzle, you better just have one person doing that thing. That's where Emma went wrong. They were all yelling the lines, or at least more than one person was, and I think that was causing some chaos over there. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Logan, after they win, says that everything is happiness here on Sapphire. TJ says that for winning, they each deserve a call sign.
Good Lord.
This is super
cheesy,
and
never came back again.
No,
why even bother with this shit?
Right? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe next episode they'll call each other by these call signs.
Got to promote that Top Gun movie.
CT's call sign is Big Dog. Ashley is Mastermind. Emmy is Rocket, and Logan is Falcon.
Sure.
And their big prize besides their fancy call signs, they get invited to a VIP screening before the theatrical release
of the new
Top Gun Maverick movie
starring Tom Hanks.
And
Joe says Ashley's call sign is Ghost.
That is much better. They should have totally done that. Who in the production crew didn't see the opportunity here?
No.
I tell ya.
Seth wants to know what our challenged call signs are.
Oh, okay. What are our challenged call signs?
Big Uncle Sweetie.
Wolfie.
Wolfie.
And Mandy.
No, not Mandy. No, it would be like something. I don't know.
Think on it. We'll have to revisit that question. No.
Brian thinks Burger King sounds better, and I agree. Get them Whoppas.
It'd be like something with my laugh, right? So it'd be like Joker.
The Joker.
Yeah, it'd be like Joker or something like that. Yeah, it'd be like something. Anyways, yeah, this prize is garbage. Freaking VIP screening. Like, okay, thanks, Tom. Way to pull out the stops. No, I know this wasn't him, but I just
Tom Cruise arranged this himself.
I just like to blame
it on
him.
He's like, you know, these challengers crazy. Would love to watch me.
I just want to blame it on him and his crazy Scientology.
Say, Tom Cruise would be like, hey, I've arranged all for all of you to have free audits from the Church of Scientology.
No, he first is the personality test, Brian. Please. Got to do your personality test first.
Joe, I get your reference, and I think it's funny.
I don't get it.
What?
It's a song. She comes and she gives without taking.
Oh.
It's Barry Manilow. Barry Manilow.
Shaker says, I'm watching Amanda's IG live right now. She's ripping Josh. I love it. You're not listening to us, Shaker?
What?
He's got dual screens going, man. He's fine. Mm. He's got the audio on her because she's more exciting. He'll listen to us later. It's fine. He's feeding us what's going on over there. Feed us it, Shekar. We'll roll into the show here. So yeah, then we get back to the house. Oh, TJ also announces that luckily for them, their little Top Gun friends are throwing them a special party at the club tonight.
Oh, it was decorated like a fucking themed party.
Get
some fucking plastic airplanes. We'll put them on the tables.
Everybody wears stupid hats. I'm so excited that they call this. They call it the club, like too, because that's what I've called it. All right, club night, and you're like,
why bother trying to be club?
MTV calls it the club. Okay, well, yeah. So back at the house, we get Casey and Big T. Big T says that it's probably a good chance that she'll be picked, and that Big T says she'll pick Amanda. And then that takes us into the club night.
Who cares?
Take my breath away.
No, don't.
Anyways, that was the intro into the bar. It was fabulous. I love this. Everyone's dressed out in themes. They must have given them hats and aviators. Well, they gave them aviators at the challenge.
Joe wants to know, why do I have the feeling it was at the Top Gun party where Ashley got the boot?
You're probably right.
You're right. That's the last time we saw her.
Right.
Yeah. Man has got to readjust. Hold on.
Ouch. This chair makes me like slide down. It's terrible. Keep trying to find a comfortable way to sit in this stupid chair.
Kimberly says she was Googling. I have some info. We'll get to it. We'll get to why Ashley's not here.
Wolfie has some insider information.
Really. Awesome.
He talked to Ashley himself.
He did not. Stop it. Let's see. We get a Ruby team meeting. Big T thinks that she needs... doesn't think that she needs to apologize for her performance. Kyle says that you'll both probably be in there, go in there, win it, and tear up the house. Amanda says she's not going to let Emerald coast to the final. Nelson doesn't understand how they think they're going, how Big T and Amanda think they're going to make it to a final, let alone make it through this elimination, is kind of how Nelson kind of puts it.
Yeah. Well, this is my main takeaway here is Amanda just being her regular chaotic self, just interjecting chaos wherever she goes, just whatever she can do to fuck shit up.
Yeah.
She's going to go fuck shit up over there.
Which she can be good for.
Yeah.
But sometimes you're like, stop it.
Right? knock that off. Quit being so mean.
Yeah. This episode, I was not like that with Amanda. Yeah. I liked all the fucking up she fucked up this episode.
Well, it's like, I feel like when it's just, sometimes Amanda just does it to be freaking bitchy and mean. But this, for her, is very justified and just. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that underestimate her or, talk shit about her capabilities, and, you know, she deserves to be able to stick up for herself.
Agreed.
So yeah. Then we get a little Sapphire meeting. They debate about who to vote. CT says that Big T and Amanda are okay for him. And he also says in an interview that no one wants Big T on their team, so they would kind of be doing everyone a favor.
Ouch.
Jeez, these are the things that will hurt in when these people watch this episode.
Joe says Amanda's one acid dip away from becoming a real-life Harley Quinn.
Correct, Joe. You are right. She is very close. Except for Harley Quinn is overall like concerned about being friendly and nice. Like, isn't she? She's always very bubbly and like.
I don't know about that. I think she's more homicidal than you realize.
Okay, homicidal, but maybe.
So that's more one more similarity.
Friendly,
like
friendly. Maybe that's what it is. A friendly homicidal maniac, whereas Amanda is not friendly.
Amanda's just the homicidal.
Just the homicidal maniac part. Okay, I see now. I got it.
I don't want to put Amanda in acid dip.
I could take it or leave it.
Right. Let's see. Okay, then we get Tori, Nani, Casey, and Big T all kind of talking at the bar, and then we got Ashley and Amanda talking together. Amanda says that she knows that they're talking about her, and it's apparent that they all think they're safe. And so she's decided she's going to go over and confront them. She basically says, like, I should be here, shouldn't I? And they're like, oh, yeah, like, kind of let her in. And then she says, are you plotting against me? Amanda says that she knows that Big T will pick her, so she might as well take fate into her own hands and throw herself in.
Yeah. I agree with that, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah. It's smart to be the houseboat, wait to see what it is, and then call out whoever you think you can beat in that particular game.
Yep.
If you can look at the game and know what it is.
Which, right.
You know, yeah.
You never know this season.
Especially if you think you're going down anyway, and you'd rather pick than be called down.
Right. Yeah. Yep. And then you could also just sort of mentally prepare, you know?
Right, exactly. There's something to say about just knowing 100% that you're going in and being able to prepare.
Yep. Ryan wants to know if he's alone and liking Amanda. I like Amanda now. I think this episode made me turn the corner on Amanda.
No, you're not alone.
I liked her for this episode because I wanted chaos. I'm tired of Emerald winning.
Right.
Yeah.
Other than that, I think she's a horrible person. Hashtag garbage person.
Casey asks Amanda why she's on defense mode. Walk away. Nani says that she's a nice person, Nani says, watch out, that she's a nice person, but she's still crazy. Yeah, Nani goes nuclear on Amanda.
Threatening her girlfriend.
Yeah, Casey thinks it's super hot. Then we get Tori and Nani. Tori says that she will pick Big T. Amanda says, mark my words, I'll do it. None of them are safe. Basically threatening to call out somebody from Team Emerald to throw into the challenge. But basically Tori says that it's bogus. She'll end up picking Big T because it's what's best for her game and who she can beat. And we'll be fine. Yeah. Like, don't worry.
Amanda's whole thing here seems to be, hey, I'm going to do what's best for me. I don't care what about your teams. Because right. She's got two teams. Amanda and Big T are sort of in the same position that they've got two teams that don't want them. Actually, probably three teams that don't want them. And Amanda's just unapologetically saying, like, hey, I don't care what you guys want. I want to do what's best for me. And everybody is trying to fight her on it. She's got a total point, and everybody should just shrug and agree with it. And
right?
Walk away.
Like,
and
you got to do you.
Yeah, you do you.
We'll get into that too when we get to nominations. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, talking to nominations, that'll take us to it.
Don't say my name, bitch.
Ashley is nowhere to be found.
Very awkward, by the way.
Yeah.
No explanation. Yeah, explanation. Ashley's not here.
Nothing brings
And then
up.
Here we go. Yep.
Should we talk about it now or should we wait till later?
I think we'll wait.
All right. Okay, almighty note taker.
I think we'll just wait until we get to the when TJ announces that, I guess. So Kyle does this whole like loser Ace Ventura bit to the Emerald team.
Very timely.
Yes.
Way to go. Only 25 Whoa. Years old yep. there, Kyle.
That dates Kyle. You know Kyle. You know Kyle was a teenager in the Ace Ventura years now.
I was a teenager in the Ace Ventura yeah. years. I think Kyle's younger
oh,
than
I'm
me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, he was a little bit younger than a teenager.
Junior high, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Like a teenager or young boy that would enjoy it. Let's see. Big T speaks up. She's Big T gives her same fucking spiel. She gives in these things all the time. She doesn't want to go in, but if she ends up there, she will fight. Big T says this like freaking almost like a broken record, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
She
just held
it,
her phone up and played a recording.
Yes, 100%. I've heard her say it this season at least probably 4 times. Then we get Amanda, who says, send me down so I can pick who I go against. Mm-hmm. She also says that eliminations are different than dailies. I think that this is 100% true. Amanda does perform usually really well in eliminations in these kind of.
Well, not too well. She's never won a final, so.
Yeah, she can stay calm, though, in stressful situations, sure. which is what a lot of elimination is.
Yeah, exactly.
Not freaking out.
And they're also, most of the time, are like kind of these, either these like quick, you know, kind of more gamey things or endurance-y things are kind of the two games. And Amanda does pretty well at both of them. She's got no quit when she's in these situations, and she only relies on herself. Like, and I think that's what usually carries her through. Let's see. So who else we got? Oh, Tori says, think about, oh, she says, so if you pick one of us on our team, then you'll lose a girl number because basically you'll then replace one. You'll take one out and then you'll replace another one. You know, is that really what you want to do? I think that this was a smart, like, I think this is of course like intelligent to think about, but I don't think this pitching this idea is playing anyone any favors because I'm still taking you out. I just don't want to take out another one. Okay. You're probably right. I don't.
Well,
so I'll go in against Big T and then I'll keep my other two. Like, you know, yeah. I don't know. It's just like
it's Tori not wanting to go in and looking kind of desperate and then pitching this as if Amanda hasn't thought of it. Amanda's way smarter than Tori. So I know for a fact Amanda has thought of this.
Oh, 100%.
Tori's not going to enlighten Amanda in this situation. So Tori, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. Then Devin speaks up, basically taking digs at Amanda about if she comes to their team and like, you know, just threats and general awfulness spewing from Devin.
He's threatened that his team's going to break up, but this was not a good Devin move.
No, they're all just intimidating her to keep her off this team. They're trying to get her to change her mind.
Yeah. I mean, he throws out all the, you know, like you were carried here and like you shouldn't sabotage the people who got you here.
Yeah.
Which
is bullshit coming from Devin, who is also not great at this game and is, you know, has made a final but hasn't done particularly well.
He's not the strongest person on his team.
No. And so, David's got a point in the chat room. He's saying that they're calling Amanda selfish for playing this game. But
they're all doing the same. They're all doing the same thing.
That's a terrible argument.
100%. They're all doing the same.
She points out, like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Just let you like
just
keep a strong team together?
Give some. She says, I've already given a friend $1 million.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it again.
No, she should play the way that she's going to play to give herself the best chances to win. And
exactly.
That's it.
She's like, I don't care. Like I want to win $1 million. I don't care if you want to win $1 million. I do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's on you. Then Josh speaks up and says that he wants to run with the people on this side of the table. Josh, why do you even bring this up?
Right.
Yeah. Bad idea, Josh. Bad
idea. Why? Why did you even bring this up?
Yep.
So Amina says, like, is that what you said today? And so Josh tries to like
backpedal.
And this clearly whole thing. Lying. Yeah, it's horrible.
Everybody knows it because we see, I mean, we're not there yet, but later on we see Tori even confront Josh about this because mm-hmm. Tori doesn't believe him either.
No.
Devin is trying to convince himself that he believes, but I don't think he does either.
No.
Yeah. He keeps saying that he just said that he wanted to run with his friend Casey. And then Amanda basically calls him directly out and is like, you weren't the one that said that I want to run with Casey and Nani. Tori is who spot you can take. Like, so ultimately Josh just digs himself a big hole. I think this is going to come into play for sure in the next several episodes. Amanda says, you can be mad at me, but I'm going to do what I got to do for me. Yeah. And like, right on, girl. Like, that's what you should do. Don't let these people make you feel bad. Yep. F
go
them.
Amanda.
F
go
them.
Amanda.
Go Amanda for this episode. Yeah. After this, you can leave.
So no. the agency votes, and the compromised agent is revealed to be Amanda.
Shocker.
Shocker. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We totally knew this was coming because this is CT's game. He loves it when people volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like his favorite. He doesn't have to get any blood on his hands. Mm-hmm. It's an easy cop out when people are like, well, why'd you do that? Well, I don't know. They volunteered, man. Like, I just gave them what they wanted.
It's even better than no blood on his hands. He's actually doing them a favor. By throwing
They've
them
asked.
In.
So yes.
Yeah, he comes out looking good.
Looking real good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll give you what you want.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So then afterward, Amanda ask why Josh and Devin had to have that conversation in the nomination room. She says that Nelson is her only friend there now. She's crying. And she just basically says, like, frustratedly, like, I'm just trying to do what is best for me and my kid.
Yeah.
Like, the suck thing about this is Josh knows he fucked up. And he won't admit it to Amanda, really.
Yeah.
And that's awful. Like, and that this is where I feel like this poor woman, this episode, is just being just blown up. You know, like, her friends call her out in nominations, you know. Like, it's not bad enough that, like, all the girls are basically, like, talking about you and how you're going to go in at the club. Then your friends call you out at nominations and... Now your buddy is basically lying to you, telling you that you don't know what the fuck you heard with your own ears from his mouth.
Big old stupid mouth.
It's just screwed up because he says in his interview that he knows he fucked up, but he just won't. It's just like he just like got this insanity about winning this game that he can't like snap out of it for 2 seconds and say to Amanda, like, oh, Amanda, I'm sorry, girl. Like, but I told you not to mention that. And she did say, like, you brought this up. I mean, totally true. She didn't bring it up. He brought it up. So you brought it up. So I talked it out. It's crazy.
Kimberly wants to know, random question, was that plastic bag that Amanda was grabbing her laundry? If you were paying attention when her and Josh were having an argument, in the background, you saw a production assistant walk in fully masked up and stuff.
I didn't see it.
Carrying like a bag that had a bunch of plastic bags in it.
Oh, I didn't see it.
And then she's like, whoop, kind of stepped out of camera.
Oh, I bet it was Coke.
And then put it down. And then that's what Amanda was going, pulling that bag out of.
Oh.
I'm wondering if that's their uniforms.
Oh, either uniforms or Coke, probably.
Well, maybe.
Well, I mean, I think they do all their laundry, so I think they send their laundry out.
Mm. I don't know.
Like, that's how.
How do they get their Coke?
Well, I'm just wondering. It was right after nominations, and that's what they'd be getting ready to go to the lair.
You think it's that fast of a turnaround? You think it's that, like...
I mean, it's probably not too far after. It's the same night. So
really?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Amanda says that this is all just adding fuel to her fire.
Sure.
This is when we get the Josh and Tori combo. Tori says that Amanda talks shit, but I really didn't do anything to her. Tori calls out Josh, and he denies it to her face. And Josh says that he will talk to her. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
he ain't talking to nobody. He's talking like, I'll set her straight.
Yeah,
son,
exactly.
You ain't doing nothing.
No.
She would knock you all around that house.
Right?
Now listen here. Bam, bam, bam.
Then we get basically the elimination alarm. And while they're getting ready, we get an interview with Amanda saying that she knows all of their weaknesses. So she's going to get there, and then she'll decide when she sees the lair.
Yeah.
That takes us to the lair.
Payback's a bitch! Bitch!
So when they walk in, TJ starts right off and says that Ashley's not here, are no longer at headquarters. She broke a rule and thus has been removed from the remainder of this season.
Moving on.
I think she drank out of the milk carton directly.
You think so?
Yep. What are the rules?
COVID protocols?
Yep, totally. Can't do that, man. Yeah. They take that very seriously.
So for those that have been listening this season, I said that there were three people that I knew that got eliminated because when Tommy went home, they spoiled it for three other people. Two other people? I don't know. Doesn't
three.
Matter.
Three. Anissa, Fessy, and yes. Now Ashley.
Yes. So three other people. And I was like, God damn it, random USA Today article. Thanks for spoiling shit. But in the way they said it, it was like, so Anissa gets hurt and then Fessy and Amanda leave for laying hands on Josh. So I was waiting for her to get mad and smack him. I've been waiting all season.
Slap across the face or something like that. Yeah.
So apparently that did not happen. It seems like they would have shown that, much as they built something around Fessy and Josh getting into a shoving match.
Right.
So I was like, what the fuck? Like, how does that make any sense? Oh, really? And the thing I pulled up is gone now. So what it sounds like from what people are posting, because Ashley herself is not said.
Right.
They got into it and she called him essentially gay but in a derogatory term. Yeah. I think someone in the chat room said that she dropped the F slur.
The F bomb.
Yeah.
F slur.
And that got her booted. They said, nope. Which I believe happened before with Naya calling Jordan that. And then she got booted.
Well, that was because she was like touching his dick and stuff too.
Well, yeah.
Remember she was like flicking his.
She was a lunatic.
Yeah, she was.
So 2 hours ago, Ashley did post, rules are rules and I respect MTV and TJ's call. The best apology is changed behavior. See you next time, challenge.
Okay. Well, that's a mature and reasonable response, I guess.
I agree. We'll very mature and reasonable.
We will see if that she corrects herself any.
Yeah, and we'll see if we get further, stronger confirmation that that's exactly what happened.
It's my guess, someone brought up, she probably left at club night. That makes total sense to me.
Yeah, if she got drunk and
just running her mouth, and then
they're
like, whoa, you're gone.
You're done.
Right.
Yeah. Kimberly says, oh, wow, Ashley might be gone for good. Depends on how much leeway MTV wants to give
her. They did specifically say this season when he said we'll be gone for the remainder of the season.
Right.
So they did not act like she's gone. Like sometimes that's what they say and like they don't give any more follow up. And I think that would be an indicator that she may be gone forever. But I feel like that they just said this season. I don't know. I think that it might be a season.
Depends on how long they spend to retool, as the rumors are that they're trying to figure out how to maybe tweak it a little bit since the ratings have been kind of horrible this just season.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. I hope, you know, cause they cancel people for being racist now. Right. This seems as bad as that to me or in the same ballpark. So I wouldn't be sad if Ashley's gone, but she is one of the faces of the challenge now, like it or not, so they might give her a little more slack. Who knows? It's all very subjective. We just have to wait and see.
It is, right.
Carlin says, apparently Devin and Logan got really upset about it and made a scene with production to do something about it.
Okay.
So I don't know. Seth says the rumor was Josh jumped in versus Amanda to defend Casey, and then Ashley jumped in and basically said, everyone knows you are gay. Stop hiding it, you F-bomb.
Yeah.
Oh, Ooh, shit.
All right.
All right. Yeah, that's not called for.
It's pretty intense.
Yep.
So. Not called for, Ashley. Yep. So, yeah.
Maybe it's time for her to take a break.
Yeah, that wouldn't make me sad at all.
No.
Yeah. So TJ calls down Amanda as the compromised agent, and she gets to pick her partner to go in against us. I immediately say, like, well, she's going to pick Big T, and then I'm going to be pissed because I really wanted her to pick one of the
Emeralds.
She was
talking up this blowing up Emerald and all this stuff.
I got down there, and I saw that elimination, and I'm like, she doesn't want to go against any of those girls in this.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of bummed. I really wanted it to be something where she would have challenged one of them, some kind of puzzle or something. She would have taken a shot at one of them with a puzzle for sure. She would have. So I'm kind of bummed that our MTV production people didn't put this in for us so that we could see our little dream played out. But they didn't. So this was kind of a physically thing. So she ended up picking Big T.
Yep. We have a Stan in the chat room chiming in to say hello.
Oh, what's hi, up, Stan.
He has a hard time catching us live, but
yeah.
He says he can't stay and listen because I have to finish the episode first. So hopefully we haven't ruined it because we're at the elimination.
Right?
We just spoiled
Get
it
out.
For you.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
CT goes home.
Maybe he muted it before.
Oh. Right. So TJ announces that this elimination is called Vault Escape. It is a 20-foot tall vault with 8 twist, lock, and pull out locks. You have to twist these out to pull them out to a line to then climb up and stand on them to move out and twist out the one above it. Once you get all 8 locks at the top, you'll take a leap of faith to ring a bell. First person to ring the bell will win.
Love this elimination.
Yes, this is really fun. Cool. Yes.
It's a little bit of strength, a little bit of endurance, a little bit of strategy. It's a little bit of everything here. I'm into this.
And a little bit of luck. I mean, there's a teeny bit of luck involved too. So this was cool. Amanda, you know, kind of lays out her strategy of just gyrating, kind of bouncing in around in a circle. 100%, this is my technique if I'm doing this.
Yeah. Small turns.
Yep, just tiny little bounces all the way around till you get that exact, you know, click and then pull it out and then keep doing that.
Mm-hmm.
She says, like, it might take more energy, but I won't have to go around as many times, right? Yep.
And we see Big T going around several times sometimes because she's taking bigger jumps in between her
big
turns.
Jumps. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if you miss it, then you got to go all the way back around and find it again. So
So Amanda's off to a strong start, but Big T does catch up. But eventually she ends up falling behind again and Amanda pulls ahead. Big T gasses out and Amanda wins.
Go Amanda.
Dun, dun, dun.
I thought this was great. I couldn't wait for an Amanda to inject some chaos after this win.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Tear up that Emerald team.
Yes. So TJ, we say goodbye to Big T. She walks completely out of the lair. And kind of after she exits, TJ just standing there with his hand over his mouth.
Mm.
You're like, what? It was really awkward too how he was doing it. It was wasn't like
thing,
it wasn't like a normal gesture. It was just bizarre for TJ. I mean, somebody told him, like, you need to act shocked, and TJ's like, I know, I'm gonna put my hand over my mouth because that's what people do. That's what the emoji does when it's shocked. I don't fucking know. It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
TJ's robot circuits couldn't handle emotion.
Oh, surprise. It was weird because he, you know, like, you know how sometimes, like, you kick your head to the side and you're like, oh, like, I mean, it wasn't,
do you
it was
know
just
Tim?
Like, it was just like,
do you do it all the time?
All the time, constantly.
Yep. Okay,
I am
like a dog.
This is when we need the video show.
I'm a super expressive person who makes a lot of facial and
maybe the bunny suit will come back,
hand movements, and stuff while I talk, but yeah, it's just like, this face is so awkward and weird, but he does this, like, hand over his mouth, and then cut to, you hear him calling out Big T's name, and you see Big T turn around and she's like, what? You know, and she comes back and TJ says, tonight is your lucky night. Basically, you know, Ashley had to leave, so
I deactivated one agent. Didn't feel like I should want to do it again.
Yep.
And my immediate thought was like, why do this charade, right? Why have them compete?
Yes.
But it makes sense if you think about it, because they had to give the person the chance to infiltrate.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair to just give it to them because they were nominated. So I guess you have to let them play the game. But kind of weird, I thought.
Yeah. Definitely weird. We haven't seen them pull somebody back like that from somebody else getting eliminated and still letting them compete. Mm-hmm. In the very recent past, I mean, we've seen a lot where they get to the elimination arena and then, like, they get down there and they're standing and then they tell them that there's no elimination tonight.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, this was a twist and a change from what we've been seeing recently.
Vanessa wants to know, what do you guys think about the fact that the only team that actually lost a player are the ones that won an elimination? She thinks they should have twisted it and made it a men's elimination instead.
Hmm. The only team that actually lost a player are the ones. Okay, I get it. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I guess I don't care. What do you guys think?
Sure. I don't know.
I think, in a weird way, it makes that team a little stronger and more money each if you figure they're going into the team into the final as a team.
Yeah, but their team wasn't a winning team. The fucking one person on their team won.
She means that CT's team, is it Sapphire? They won this challenge, and they're the only ones that are down a player.
Yeah.
Oh,
the other teams stayed the same
at the
size.
End of this. Yeah. Oh, I thought she was just talking, like, the person who won the elimination picks a different team, so their team is down a player. I thought she was talking in general. Yeah. She's talking about the specific because Ashley went home and and Big T stayed. Right. I got you now. Okay, I see.
Yeah, it is a little weird.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little weird.
I mean, hey, we live in complex times.
Yeah, I doubt CT is shedding any tears about this, frankly.
Yeah.
No, so, I think he probably likes Emmy more than Ashley, but we'll see.
TJ says that Big T will be back on Ruby, and then Amanda gets her choice and she infiltrates Emerald and takes, shocker, Tori's spot. She does say that there are two of her friends on the team and then one other person that's not so much her friend. And in her little interview, Amanda says, like, I know I'll be good for the team because they're going to need brains. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, it's a good point. She might not actually make their team any worse.
Nelson is super pumped. He says, cha-ching, which is really entertaining. It's like, Nelson, hello. Cha-ching! Like, whoa.
None of the needy-greedy.
None of the needy-greedy. Cha-ching. And Kyle says that Tori is not happy. TJ says that he likes that things are getting mixed up. That's the end of the episode.
Seth brought up a good scenario where he says, I thought they should have made Big T go to Sapphire since she's essentially replacing Ashley and she lost. So she forfeits her post on Ruby.
Oh.
Thus adding more drama to the show because then she'd be on CT's team.
Right.
That'd be bad for them.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, do we have any reviews?
No.
Hey, Tim, you want to talk about Patreon?
Hey, everybody, join our Patreon. For as little as $1 a month, you get pre-shows, after-shows, years of content. If you like hearing us talk about growing up in the 80s, being latchkey kids, that's the conversation you missed tonight, and it's great.
Yeah.
$2 a month, we say your name. So thank you to Mindy, Ari, Jacqueline, Isabella, Joker, Catherine, Ellen, David, Cab, Andrea, Julie, Taylor, Misty, Katie, Cassandra, Brian, Jamie, Anais, Belle, Abby, Xavier, Janelle, Kyla, Cass, Shaker, Leanne, Christopher, Carlin, Sarah, Alphonse, Heidi, Allie, Christian, Edward, Angela, Daz, Daniel, Seth, Andrew, Jen, Shelby, Roldan, Ryan, Madeline, Laura, Patty, George, Caroline, Alvin, Luke, Oh, I'm getting like mixed Jesus. Up in my old age. LJ, Amanda, Tara, Janelle, Lily, Scott, and Gray.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
Coming soon. Cheers. Oh yes. Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Our drinks are empty now, which is kind of weird.
Coming soon, guys. We're days away from our All Stars 2 coverage.
Yes.
We are introducing a video element to the Patreon tiers. So $5 a month, you'll get a video of us doing this show.
Yeah. If you it's going to be see. Super exciting, not just a wide shot of us sitting at a table.
Listen, have you ever wanted to see Amanda cry, laugh?
Well, we got to warm up some jokes.
Sure, yeah. Get some jokes going. Exactly.
Diarrhea.
Oh, yeah. Remember when it was as easy as diarrhea to see Amanda laugh?
I'm not going to do it anymore.
Not going to do it for your diarrhea.
Not your monkey anymore. No. Head over to challengepod.com, join the Facebook group. You can hear all kinds of stuff. Spoiler free. Don't forget.
Woo-woo!
We're going to post spoilers about the actual episode that just aired. Make sure to do it in the spoiler thread. Otherwise, don't post any spoilers.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Seth says next week, the Patreon list should be all call signs.
Oh, my God.
Hmm.
That's way too much.
Joe wants to know, will Wolfie show his rack? If you're lucky. And then David called All Stars 2 Electric Boogaloo. All right. Well, for this episode of Challenge, this has been Brian.
Amanda.
Uncle Sweet Tea. What's that? What did I forget? Oh, well.
Sweet Uncle Tea?
Whatever.
I don't know. As Devin
Big
said,
Big Uncle Sweet Tea.
Big Uncle Sweet Tea. That's it.
As Devin said,
you missed one word.
God damn it. I'm trying to end the show.
No. We're going to keep interrupting.
As Devin said, it's like a metaphor. Sometimes life goes downhill, sometimes life goes uphill.
The challenge.